From Isaiah the prophet in chapter 7, verse 10 and following, again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol, or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose kings you are in dread will be deserted." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. Those are the words that the gospel writer Matthew proclaims. And here again, we also hear the prophetic saying of Isaiah the prophet, that God, through Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be with us, his creation, and more importantly, his children. That God, in the words of our scripture today, would humble himself. Can you hear the magnitude of what the gospel writer Isaiah is saying about Jesus coming to the earth? Imagine, if you would, leaving a priestly, a royal throne to come to a place as earth, and Jesus left his crown in glory and took on the humility of us all, becoming one with us. It's no coincidence that the writer says here, he will eat honey and curds. You see, those aren't royal foods. Those were the diet of the commoner in that century. It is a proclamation of Isaiah that food will be so sparse at the coming of the Lord, and he will not be privileged among those he comes to serve. No, he will be chief servant of them. He's going to eat what you eat. He's going to tread where you walk. He's going to know the challenges, the adversities that all of us know in this life. For he has come down from heaven to be with us, one with us, to deliver us forever. Wow. That, my friends, is the spirit of Advent, the coming of our Lord into our lives. So that's the power of what Isaiah is saying that Jesus came for. We've been proclaiming throughout this Advent season, I have from the pulpit, that Jesus came down from heaven to be our Savior. That when we put our trust in him, our salvation is secure. His gift is the gift for eternal. And that it is. But you know, I feel the prophet is pushing us to consider the gift of God with us in another perspective today as well. Not only did Jesus come down to heaven to deliver us into an eternal glory, but God, my friends, is with us to help us in the here and now as well. To journey with us through every peril, all the challenges, each adversity that we face as individuals, as teachers, as students, as family members, as co-workers, as teens, as those living in the church and outside of these walls, God is with us. You see, Isaiah makes that clear in this passage today because he tells us that this historical story, this exchange that he, the prophet, is having with King Ahaz. Now you may find it of importance that King Ahaz is the grandson of King Uzziah. You remember Isaiah speaks of King Uzziah in chapter 6 of this book. When he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting high on a throne. King Uzziah, now hang with me here. King Uzziah is about the same age as Isaiah. King Uzziah and Isaiah are first cousins. So here Isaiah is speaking to one who is the grandson of his contemporary, his first cousin. So Isaiah, also having royal blood in his veins, is speaking to the king. One younger than him, but one he is also serving in a prophetic role as a voice from God. So that's the background of what Isaiah is saying here to King Ahaz. And this is his message to the king. King Ahaz is facing persecution, attack from the people of Syria and the people of Israel. The people of Israel now is a divided kingdom from Jerusalem. You have Israel in the north. You have Judah in the south. So here is King Ahaz ruling over his people in Judah, and he's worried that he's about to come under attack. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe not from political forces, but maybe it was relationships or challenges at work or at school. You felt that you were kind of being picked on by friends or not in the proper circles. Whatever, we all know at some point in our journey what it means to be under attack. And this is what Ahaz is feeling as the king of Judah. And Isaiah has a message for him. He says, when you come under attack, Ahaz, when the world is pressing in on you, when you find those who are persecuting you or making life hard for you, you can't go it alone. Wow. Don't we find that to be true in life? We can't shoulder it all ourselves. That's the message of Isaiah to Ahaz. We need help. The strength of those around us to help us carry the load. This past week, we had our Sunday school party at the home of Diane and Leon Bailey. A wonderful evening when we shared in good food and fellowship. During that night, Kenny and I were discussing, along with Lorenzo Medford, about the time that Manya and me and the boys moved down from St. Louis to Corinth. It was at that time in my life I was just about to begin working with Hill Brothers and continue in bivocational ministry. And throughout my moves in life and business, I'd often had professional movers to deliver me and my family. Well, that's what you do, right? You get help when you're moving. You don't want to go it alone. But you know, that's not really inexpensive. I think even back the days, maybe 10 years ago, it was about $5,000 would have been the budget to move such a distance. I was talking to Kenny, my new boss, about the move and asked him, I said, well, Kenny, are you going to be able to move me from St. Louis? He said, oh, yeah, we'll move you. The negotiations were complete. Everything was finished. He didn't tell me at that time it wasn't going to be professional movers. Instead, it was Hill Brothers Mexicans. So we loaded up the truck on the day. I had help from the Mexicans. I was glad to have them. And Manya had done a good job of writing. Now, this is the sign of an organized person. She wrote on each box where the box was to be placed in the new home. Now, doesn't that make it convenient? Makes it easier when you prepare to unload if the box is in the correct room. The only problem was the Mexicans didn't understand English. So they dumped all the boxes in various rooms in a sundry. But we got moved. And we couldn't have done it alone. Now we've laughed over that through the years. But it was a blessing for us. Kenny was creative. And he did what we needed. He did what Isaiah is saying in our passage today. When you need help, call out to those around you to help you. Don't go it alone. When life has a load upon you, even if it's more complicated than moving a family, don't think you can do it on your own strength. You need to ask for the assistance of others. That's the appeal of Isaiah in our passage today to Asaph. He says to Asaph, ask for a sign from heaven. Ask for something, even if it's as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven, nothing is too great to ask. But you see the important message of Isaiah, friends, here today that I think we need to hold on to is not only do we ask when we need help, but it's important to remember who to ask and to whom to turn. We don't turn to just any service. We don't turn to just anyone when we need help. Manya and I are having a little work done at the house. And when we asked these people to replace some of our flooring, you know what we did? We got out and we found someone qualified. We wouldn't have gotten Hill Brothers Mexicans to put in our new flooring, right? We wanted someone with experience. Someone with the proper equipment. Someone with expertise. When they pulled up yesterday, they had this big fancy trailer pulled by a big 2-ton truck, had their name painted on the side of the storage container and the work truck. You know what that told me? It told me a couple of things. The first thing it told me was this wasn't their first job. You know? If this was their first job, they wouldn't have gone out and got the truck all prettied up. No, they'd been doing this a while. In other words, they had experience. She found someone who knew what they were doing. That's important in life, isn't it? You go to one who has the expertise to truly help you when you need something repaired, whether it be in your physical life or your spiritual life. You go to those with expertise. And not only did those guys have expertise, they had the equipment. That storage container was full of saws, hammers, saw horses, all kind of tools to help make their job easier. They were well equipped. Now friends, if we as practical people living in our world understand that premises in home repairs, then wouldn't we do the same in our journey of family, our journey of faith, our journey of life? When we, like King Ahaz, feel attacks from without, when we in our family or in our relationships feel that we need strength, then we must do what Isaiah is calling for Ahaz to do today. Don't just turn to anyone. Turn to the one who has the ultimate expertise, the experience, and the strength to deliver you through the attackers around you. You see, what Ahaz was tempted to do was to reach out to Assyria. He felt attacked from Syria and Israel. His temptation was to reach out to someone else to deliver them. And that's what he did ultimately. Isaiah warned him against that. Isaiah said, don't turn to Assyria. Instead, turn to God. Friends, how prophetic that is in my own life. When I'm faced with perils at times, and perhaps you are, oftentimes I reach out to the wrong source of strength in my life. I reach in the wrong direction for something to deliver me or help me through an obstacle that I'm going through. What if we would all embrace more fully the call of Isaiah? That when we are under attack in this world, if we would turn first and foremost and faithfully to God from on high. Pray. Seek God's word. Seek His strength in peace, no matter what peril we face. And in the words of our text, trust in Him. You know, I began our reading today with verse 10. But if we back up just one verse to verse 9, Isaiah says these words of life to us. He says, if you do not stand firm in faith, you shall not stand at all. Wow. Those are the words of life for us. When we find that the sand at our feet is shifting, when we find that we can't stand alone, let us embrace more fully this call of the prophet to stand firm, not in ourselves, not in those around us, not in the ways of the world, but instead stand firm in our faith in the God above. And you see, friends, when we do that, we are reminded, especially during this holy season, that Jesus came to the world as one of us. He came in this humble way, not to lord it over us, but to serve us. And when we trust in Him for our salvation, we know that our salvation is secure when this life ends. But when we trust in Him, even in the here and now, we stand firm no matter what we face. Because through Christ born in a manger, God indeed is with us now and forever. Amen. Let's respond in faith.